Chapter 23.
Only the nameplate had changed. Looming up among the elegant stone and mere steel spires of the Corporate Advocacy District, the hulking monolith of GAS Detention Center 81 remained the same permacrete misfit it had been when the sign read Galactic Alliance Storage. With its purple cam bubbles, heavy blast doors, and fortified entry, the detention center looked like the urban bunker it was, and trying to bust anyone out of there was going to be about the craziest thing Han had ever done. On purpose, anyway. But there wasn't much choice. Events on Coruscant were turning insane. With Kenth Hamner shoved to the sidelines, the Jedi Council had assigned the Solos to rescue Valen and Gisela Horn, or, more accurately, to steal the carbonite pods in which Galactic Alliance Security was storing the two frozen Jedi Knights. In the meantime, the Masters were developing a plan to reinforce the Skywalkers without having to engage GA forces first. If the Solos failed to complete their mission before the Stealth X's launched, Dalla's first move would almost certainly be to secure the pods somewhere so hidden even the Jedi could not find them. Three figures, one Mon Calamari and two human, emerged from the detention center and turned up the pedway toward Fellowship Plaza. From Han's vantage point, across the skylane and 100 meters above the pedway, it was impossible to identify much more than their species and hair color. Brown and black for the humans, not applicable for the Mon Calamari. The Mon Calamari and the large human were wearing brown Jedi robes, while the smaller black-haired human, a woman, wore a loose-fitting pilot's jacket and trousers. As they walked, the woman leaned close to the brown-haired Jedi, and he wrapped a comforting arm around her shoulders.
Corrin has given the signal, so it looks like Mirax got the tracking bugs attached to both pods.
As Han spoke, a Rodian vagrant who had been sitting on the pedway before the horns arrived suddenly snatched up his alms cup and started to meander after them.
And they've still got their tail.
Only the usual? Leia asked.
All I see is a Rodian pretending to be a beggar, Han said. There's probably a control officer and a couple of switch-offs working our side of the skylane, but no sign of a doom sled or an arrest team moving in.
Good.
Leia's voice grew more muffled as she turned toward the center of the room.
How are we receiving?
Very well,
reported the sultry voice of Natua Wan. Along with several other recently recovered Jedi Knights, the Fallen had insisted on being part of the rescue mission. Of course, Corrin and Mirax Horn had also wanted to participate in the assault, but they were under constant observation and would only have drawn unwanted attention to the mission.
But something seems wrong with our overlay software. These path reports make no sense.
Natua's use of the plural gave Han a sinking feeling.
Reports?
He turned toward the center of the chamber, where an oversized holopad was projecting a schematic of the interior of Detention Center 81. Near the heart of the holograph lay a web of green and yellow squiggles, so filled with squares and rectangles that Han could not find the end or beginning of either line.
Blasted circuit heads.
Han turned to R2-D2, who was plugged into the holopad, feeding it data transmitted by the tracking bugs.
You've got an interpretation problem. Did you check for a code algorithm?